Ms. Amy?
Yes?
I have no idea what happened.
Me neither, and I was still going, Liz, Liz, and I didn't want to hang up because I didn't want you to think I hung up on you.
Okay, so I don't know where I last left off, so let me just reiterate what happened.
Yes, yes, start off.
Somebody from Local Splash called me, okay? Mm-hmm. They called me twice today.
Uh-huh.
She called me earlier, and she said she was going to get with the tech team, and she was going to find out what was going on. She just called me a few minutes ago. She's like, everything's good on their end. I tried explaining to her. I had two other customers since I talked to Danny this morning.
Yes,
two
ma'am.
More customers tell me they tried calling that number, and it goes nowhere.
Okay. I see that.
So
I see
I've asked Celine to call me. I've asked Ia to call me.
Okay.
And I know you and him don't deal with this, but I don't know
it's
who else tree to shake,
I'm
pissed.
No, no, no. It's okay. It's okay. I understand, and I'd be ticked too, okay? Listen, we're going to take care of it for you. There's a gentleman named Steve who is actually Celine's boss, and he's the one who handles all the call tracking situations. He will be back in tomorrow morning. We've got this on red alert already for his desk.
Okay.
We're already dealing. Me and Dan are already on it. Don't worry.
Okay.
I
didn't know because
that lady
calls me and tells me everything's all freaking fine and dandy, and I'm like, no, the hell it's not.
Right. Right.
I'm sorry. I don't care what their system says, and I'm not trying to be mean, Miss Amy.
No,
I don't give a
not.
Shit what their system says. I'm going off what my customers are saying,
and
I already lost two people because of it.
I understand.
They got that pissed off at me.
I get it. And there's no need for that, and I would be just as upset as you are. I'm not taking it personal at all because I completely understand, and I appreciate. Like, once again, I'm sorry that you've had an issue, but I am really glad that you choose to call us and tell us so that we can fix it, because that is not a solution. Just saying, oh, well, it's fine on our end, but it's not fine on your end isn't
And it's not my phone
situation.
Because...
Right.
It's not my phone because you just called it.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
So how can they tell me it's working or it's fine on their end, but yet I still receive phone calls all the time on that phone? So it's not my freaking phone.
Right. Right. It's not. It's not your phone at all. So I can tell you that I don't know exactly what it is. I'm not going to pretend that I do, but I can tell you the man who does is going to be in. First thing in the morning, we're going to have him right on
all right.
it. I promise
okay.
you. I've got you. We've got you 100%.
I trust you. Like I said, I've been asking for, you know, like Daniel said to me earlier, he's like, we don't do this. And I get that, but I hate barking up y'all's tree.
It's okay.
I know y'all this ain't y'all's field, but you're the only
That's
one
okay.
freaking calling me back, dang
That's
it.
That's okay. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. We got you, girl.
But it's just as bad, though, because I've been trying to get Ian and Celine to call me all day, but you and Daniel call me all the freaking time.
Well, because
anytime I call y'all call me.
They're accessible, so you got to understand. They're constantly, their calendar is locked, right? Like, they have we're setting appointments in their calendars. We're like, okay, we're setting Celine for a custom website design. That call takes an hour. Then she has to do the notes, then this, then that. So their calendars aren't the same as ours. We're on the sales team. So we can make inbounds and outbounds. I mean, the longest I'm ever on the phone is an hour, hour and a half, and then I'm free to call whoever else I want. That's why we get back to you faster than they do. They're not ignoring you by any means, okay?
Okay. I trust you.
Yes, I promise
but that,
you.
Yeah, that lady just really ticked me off. That's why I called y'all back, because I'm like, there's got to be an issue.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, don't apologize. I'm glad you and your hubby's on it. I trust you guys, so I know the two of you will get to the bottom of it one way or another. So, but I did tell the lady to remove it for now until we can figure this out because I can't keep losing customers.
No, agreed. 100% agreed.
This is not why I'm doing all this with you guys, to lose customers.
No, not at all. We're going to take good care of it. We're going to get it fixed up. Don't you worry, okay?
I appreciate it, honey. All right. I will wait till tomorrow, and I'll wait to hear from either you or hubby.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that, so.
Absolutely, and you know that you will one way or the other. By hook or by crook.
If not, I'll call you.
Exactly. And that's totally fine too. You know that. And if we, I mean, we're working on it. Absolutely. He was the guy who handles the call tracking. Steve is actually Celine's supervisor. And, you know, I mean, he needed a day off for whatever reason. I don't know exactly what it was, but he needed a day off. So.
Well, that's fine. It's just that lady that I talked to before, just she, you know, she just kept saying it was fine on her end. It's not fine though. That's what pissed me off. So.
Absolutely. I understand. And I apologize on behalf of her. And that's why you prefer just dealing with a few of us. And that's perfectly fine. That's perfectly
fine.
Yeah,
right there. That proves it right there. Because that lady told me everything was fine. And it's not. And, this is why I set my ways the way I do. I like speaking to certain people that give it to you point blank.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, she's sugarcoating it. Because if there wasn't a problem, then I wouldn't be having customers tell me there's a problem.
Right.
And I'm going to go off what the customers are saying because they're the ones trying to get a hold of me.
Right.
And literally telling me that number that's on the website is not working. It's going nowhere. They're calling the next number that's on the site and it's going through. So I'm sorry. I'm going to believe what they're saying. I don't know. I don't call myself. So.
I hope not.
I think I only call when I lose the phone. I'll call it. Other than that, I don't call myself to talk to myself because I don't think I'd be good company, I guess.
You're funny. You're too much. No, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. We're going to figure it out. We're going to get it straightened out for you, okay?
All right, honey. All right, I'll wait to hear from y'all for tomorrow. Like I said, I trust you and Danny. I know y'all are on it.
Yep, we're totally on it, 100%. So we'll be talking. One of us
all
will
right.
be calling you tomorrow with the solution and getting it straightened out, okay?
Thank you, sweetheart.
You're
welcome.
Okay,
you and your hubby have a good night.
I will. I'll let him know. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.